We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game. We have said everything conceivable about an NFC title game. A man with the final word, Michael Irvin, joins us once again here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. The Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you for joining us. How are you? You ready for a little championship round football?
I am ready, man. I spent yesterday in Green Bay. Well, I spent the day before that getting to Green Bay. And then I sat with Devontae Adams, and I'm telling you, man, they're ready to play this game. So I hope San Francisco's ready, and they'll have a different game plan. He said that when talking with him, he said, yeah, Mike, our mindset was not right for that game last time. And I asked, I was like, what do you mean by that? You know, just the way we went in, the game plan wasn't right, the mindset wasn't right. He said, trust me, it's going to be different. So I'm just getting prepared for a good game.
Michael, what makes Devontae Adams the Packers' best weapon outside of Aaron Rodgers himself?
Man, look, and Devontae, I talked to him about that. I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves for the talent that he is. It's a big dude that's very elusive on the line of scrimmage. You cannot get your hands on him to redirect him or reroute him. That's one of the things I will talk about coming this Sunday. But he also, as big as he is and as strong as he is, he's great at transitioning, going in and out of cuts. You give him credit for having that ability to go in and out of cuts. To see a big body like that come in a break or come out of a break, that gives you so much room for error, because the big body already gives you the big area code to throw the ball in. With the reach and all of that, and now you have an ability to throw early, in wide, or because he's coming in and out of cuts. You can throw the ball when he's going in the cut, knowing that he'll be open when he comes out of the cut. It just makes it, not that Aaron Rodgers needs it, but it gives you a lot of room for error when you got a guy like Devontae Adams.
You were on the 49ers earlier than almost any other national football person. And you've been pretty adamant about it throughout. Now that you've been in Green Bay, make your best case for the Packers.
The only chance the Packers have at winning this football game is they have to change up their game plan and kind of go somewhat against what they do. Because Aaron Rodgers liked to hold on to the ball and make the big play. And, you know, we marveled at him moving around, making all kind of plays, making all throws from all platforms and all different angles. That doesn't work against this team. That defensive line is too good. The only chance Green Bay has is if they come in with a game plan of, I'm getting this ball out of my hands in 2 seconds, two and a half seconds, boom. So now they're all short passes. As I get the ball out of my hands, moving the ball down the field, but wearing out their defensive front. They keep rushing. By the time they get to me, I throw the ball. The ball's gone. If you hold on to the ball and you let them sack you, you starting all over, because the sack is like it's like Pac-Man when she eats the power pellet, and then she can turn around and eat. That's what a sack gives to this defensive line. It's like Pac-Man eating power pellets. So you got to wear them down. Wear them down with quick passes. Don't let them get any sacks and get them frustrated and then a little tired, then go upfield with the big play. If they don't do that, they got no shot.
So we talk a lot about playoff experience. You're a guy who has a lot of playoff experience, and I'm wondering, there's a few guys with some good experience on the Niners. Is there stuff they can pass on to get the younger parts of the team ready, or do you just have to go through it yourself?
Well, you got to go through certain things yourself, and this is one of them. But you could talk through this experience. You can talk through this experience. You can tell guys that this is what we got to do. You can tell them what to expect. This is a big game. This is just another game, but it's a big game. And mistakes, we make mistakes here. There is no, we'll correct them for next week, because there is no next week. So you put the emphasis on the importance of making and playing the right way and getting your job done, because there is no next week. Now, I say that to you this week about an NFC Championship game. Now, next week, after this game, when you get to the Super Bowl, ain't nothing nobody can tell you about getting ready to play in a Super Bowl. We'll talk about that, but ain't nothing they can tell you to get you ready. Because I was trying it when we were coming. I was like, man, listen, Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. It's just another game. I can run a 20-yard in route. I can run it in my front yard. I can run it in the Super Bowl. We can run it at the park. It doesn't matter. It's still 20 yards in the end. I can catch that. But until I started walking on that field at the Rose Bowl, and when I hit that field and them people went, wow, I said, oh, my God, I was wrong. This is different. But this week you can manage it. You're playing at home. You can just you're still around your people, all of that. But there's so much going on at a Super Bowl, man, that your mind doesn't wrap around it correctly. And no matter what, that is, you've been doing this all your life in your front yard, making plays in the Super Bowl, and you're actually about to play in a Super Bowl, ain't nothing anybody can tell you. You just got to go through that and experience it.
Michael Irvin, he played pretty well in his first ever dance in the NFC title game and his first Super Bowl. 1992 was very good to you, was it not?
Yes, it was very good to me. You're right. That first dance up there in San Francisco, in that first dance in that Rose Bowl, both were very good games and man, incredible moments, man. They're just incredible moments. Moments you'll never forget. And I believe those guys in San Francisco, they're ready to experience that.
How quickly in that first NFC Championship game did you get acclimated to the fact that it's football? Did it just take one play? I mean, because you talked about the Super Bowl being different. Is the NFC Championship the same as the other playoff games? Is it the same as Week 16 if you're playing the Giants and it's winner take all?
No, the old saying, each level brings new devils, is so apropos here. Because each level, it does step up, it ramps up, and it brings that new devil that you have to deal with. Okay, I've never played on this level. This new anticipatory butterfly feeling that you get. A lot of things, even that first game, that first championship game in San Francisco, after getting hit, I ran a little bang eight route, man. They popped me right there on the goal line. Popped me, and I was, ooh, I hopped up. I said, now I'm ready. It's like I've been out here for a while, but now I'm ready. They just hit me so hard that all things was gone. Whatever was in my body is gone now. Now, you know. So sometimes you get in a game, you'll hyperventilate. There's something that's got to happen that will knock you back to right, you know, and you settle in, and then you start playing the football game. And for everybody, that may be different. For everybody, that's a different thing, a different time. I put so much pressure and stress on myself to perform that I needed to feel a hit, just to feel like I was in the middle of it. And when I got that hit, I was ready.
How many carries does Derrick Henry need to keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline long enough for the Titans to reach the Super Bowl?
I'm not surprised if the game doesn't get out of hand. And, you know, in studying the game, the last time they played, Kansas City went up. They went up by 10 early in the game, right at the beginning of the game. They were up by 9 in the fourth quarter. They never got up 14 to 17 points. That means 10 points, 9 points, Tennessee can still do what they do. They'll still stick with their game plan. You go 14, 17 points, you can get them out of their game plan and get the thing off the shoulders of Derrick Henry and put it on the shoulders of Ryan Tannehill. That's going to be key for Kansas City. But if you ask me how many rushes I think Derrick Henry should have, if he come out of this game with at least 30. If I am Tennessee, I'm going to run them, run him. Then when he comes to the sideline and says he's tired, I'm going to run him some more.
Seeing what he has done just over and over again, 25-plus, 30-plus carries, is there another guy in the league that you think could carry the load he has through the playoffs, or is he totally unique in the NFL right now?
It's hard to say that there's another guy that could do that. You know, I've always thought my guy here, Ezekiel Elliott, can carry that kind of load. You know, I really did. But even Derrick Henry, that's a hard load for even him to carry. But he's just such a physical runner. But he's also got good speed. I mean, it's just an incredible job he does. And he'll deliver hits, but he's great at stiff-arming you, like the Earl Thomas last week, where Earl tried to get to him. You know, you came up on him, but you never really had a chance to hit him because he's so strong and he runs so upright that he's stiff-arming people off of him. Just a phenomenal thing. And that contract is up this year. So you know, I don't know how many years you get to run this kind of weight in the NFL, taking on those kinds of crashes each and every play that he's been taking on. But right now, boy, there's nothing like watching that kid run the football.
Okay, you talked about how the Packers need to do different things than they did the first time. You've just talked about Derrick Henry. How much do the Packers need Aaron Jones to be an impact player this time, because he wasn't in the last game?
Right, and that's going to be key, too. That's going to be key, because you're trying to take the ball down. You have to run against this defense, because that's another thing that when you have a great pass rushing front like the 49ers have, sometimes they can run by the running back and you can get some great runs in the game, and that helps slow them down. If you're running well, that helps slow them down too, because now they're trying, hey, we got to stop this run. We got to be mindful of the run. So that'll be key. That'll be very key. And it'll give them a chance to keep that game close. I'm trying to win this game early with the short passing game in the run game. And then late in the game, when the defensive line's a little tired, Aaron Rodgers can get more time, I'll say, Aaron Rodgers, it's a one-score game. You go win this game now by doing what you're doing, by doing what you do.
It would mean an awful lot to Aaron Rodgers' legacy if he pulled this game out of a hat. It might be the most impressive win of his career. That's how stacked the odds look against the Green Bay Packers. We just had Michael Irvin on from basically Lambeau Field, where you've been drinking all that Kool-Aid. You still got the Niners in this game, correct?
I still have the Niners in this game, no doubt. I mean, you're right. I've been right out there, right with all the Packer fans, and they're excited about this game and going crazy in Green Bay about it, but not enough to sway me. I still got the Niners winning this game. I think just too much up front on that defensive line, and they're going to create havoc in this game.
On that note, we're going to wish you a very happy weekend. Enjoy the championship round, Michael, and we look forward already to talking to you next week, hopefully about big things going on in a city you know a little bit about. You know Miami pretty well, if I can remember things correctly here.
Yeah, absolutely. That is home for me. That's where I'm from. I'm from Miami, home all the way around, so I'm looking forward to it. Are you guys going to make it down for the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I don't know. But if we do, you'll certainly be the first to know.
Okay. Let me know so we can come on by and hang out. It'll be great. It'll be great. Let me know.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.